LaCroix Sparkling Water got its start more than 30 years ago in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and sales have been rising in recent years.
While LaCroix is popular and a hometown favorite and beloved by its fans, probably it is not alone. Seltzer sales are growing quickly, increasing 42% over the last 5 years, according to the research and consulting firm Beverage Marketing Corp.
But what's in it? That's a big question, according to Bob Copeland. He's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal and the author of the piece LaCroix Fizzy Water is Everyone's Favorite. Nobody knows what's in it. Rob, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much.
So, Rob, LaCroix lists on the can the word essence as an ingredient. First, what does the company say essence is?
Well, it's pretty ridiculous, right? LaCroix is the hottest, trendiest thing here. I live in New York and Brooklyn. It's piled to the ceiling in supermarkets. It's a pretty new thing for us, though. I know in Wisconsin, you guys were way ahead of the game. And they say it's flavored by something called essence. They say it's not simply, it's not sugar, it's not artificial, it's natural essence. And I asked the company, what is natural essence? And they gave me some pretty out there answers. They said it's feelings and it's aroma and it's sensory effects. And that's not something that you usually associate with your sparkling water.
So essence is feelings by one account.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And I went back and I said, listen, it's a very popular product. I don't think that there's anything evil in here. Can you just tell us what you're putting in there? And they really didn't want to.
It is sort of the magic ingredient. You spoke to some people who said, well, it's sort of an aftertaste and a hint of a flavor at the same time. But it's also interesting that people don't seem to really care what essence is.
It's completely incredible. They have a very hard time expressing what it is they actually like about LaCroix. And many of these people are drinking up to a dozen a day, and they're very passionate about judging other people who drink other seltzers. But when it comes down to it, their description of what essence is, you know, it's a kind of like a fruit, but it's not a fruit, and you can tell it involves fruit, but maybe it doesn't involve fruit. And then in the end, most of them just say, I don't care.
Yeah, well, so if it were an ingredient that we knew what it was, I suppose it could be subject to regulation somehow. But what do you do when it's sort of more of an idea than an ingredient?
Well, the FDA really gives you a lot of runway to say whatever you like about your products. So they don't even define what essence is, and their rules on using the word natural are pretty nebulous. They would argue, though, that this is always evolving and that, of course, that it has to be safe. And certainly LaCroix can point and say that people have been drinking it for 30 years and there's been no outbreaks from LaCroix.
Now, moving on, because we're not going to get to the bottom of this, what essence is in this interview, that's for sure. You weren't able to do it, and the company is keeping kind of a close lid on what essence is. But we do know that sparkling water is seeing a big surge lately. Why is that?
Well, I would just say one thing is that we do know what essence is, and the answer is that it's not anything particularly special. It's actually been around for 100 years, and it's essentially what you do is you mash up the leftover bits of fruit, you heat it up, you capture the steam, you condense it, and you get a super highly concentrated chemical. It's the same thing that's in bug spray. If you know when you shoot out bug spray, you kind of can sort of smell something weird, but it's not quite a smell. That's essence.
Wow, I'm trying to absorb that. Is that something that's used widely across the food industry?
It is. It's pretty incredible, actually. Some of your listeners might remember about 2 decades ago, Welch's grape jelly had an ad, and the ad sort of showed them heating up grapes, and they'd go through these tubes above the grapes, and then they'd put out this flavoring. That's actually just essence.
And so if it's used in other food products, I mean, why not just put, in that instance, grapes on the label? Why essence?
Well, I think that's the billion-dollar question, right? Sparkling water is super popular right now. Everyone has their own brand. A lot of stores are coming out with house brands that are, you know, in some cases a third of the price of LaCroix. If you just said, hey, this is the same stuff that's in everything else, people might not be willing to pay you the premium for it.
And looking at the sparkling water industry again, LaCroix is a front runner, but there are others. What's going on in the industry that's making it so hot right now?
Well, it's super interesting, right? Because bottled water was very popular maybe 10, 15 years ago. Certainly, it's still popular. But the Poland Springs and the Dasanis have sort of plateaued. The real growth is coming in sparkling. And all of LaCroix's competitors are taking a look at this company, which whose stock price has more than doubled in the past year. And they're saying, we have essence, too.
We're talking.
So now everyone's in this game.
Rob Copeland is with us right now, reporter with the Wall Street Journal, and he joined us to explore the popularity of LaCroix and other sparkling waters. They're seeing a spike in popularity right now. And Rob, you're saying essence is not necessarily proprietary. It doesn't belong to one company. Did you find out whether there's any sort of limit about one can make essence of? Can you make essence of anything?
You can make essence of pretty much any organic material, and in fact, you can make essence that doesn't taste very good at all. The best explanation of what essence is, if you just picture when you're making tomato sauce from scratch, and your whole home sort of smells that wonderful smell of tomatoes. The smell is the essence of tomato. So if you could capture that and you could turn it into a chemical, that's essentially it.
So is an essence, I mean, to simplify it, is it basically just a smell?
That's what LaCroix says. It's an aroma. It's not a smell in the sense that it in the end is a liquid. So in the end, you can taste it. But yes, it should have some of the qualities of smell. And certainly the people who've been drinking LaCroix for 30 years will say that they kind of like that it's just a hint, that it's not it doesn't, you know, hit you over the head.
Well, if you look at, for instance, tea. Some teas are billed for the flavor in the mouth, and some are more about the fragrance. And there, you know, the way that we take in flavors is a lot of it. It's through the nose. So in that sense, it seems as though the smell must be a big part of it, even though we perceive it in the mouth too.
Exactly, you're 100% right. And I like your pun there. That you inadvertently, in essence, that's the. I spent the last 3 months making that exact same joke.
Hopefully yours were on purpose.
Sure.
So have you tried all the various essences out there? Does one stand out to you with these various flavored waters that we have?
Well, it's interesting. I did a bit of a taste test here, and I really cannot tell the difference between LaCroix and Polar and SodaStream and a lot of these. When you close your eyes, they really taste very, very similar. But if you speak to the enthusiasts, they just will only drink LaCroix. And, you know, LaCroix used to be served in the 80s on United Airlines. It was, nobody wanted it. You know, no, there's nothing cool that's happening on United Airlines, let's be honest. And it's just amazing how it has turned from something so common to something so trendy.
Well, speaking of things that are trendy, usually when that thing rises to popular notice, someone tries to bump it up to the next level. Is there a next level for essence?
You know, there probably is. Just last week, LaCroix came out with their latest flavor. It's key lime. So they already have lime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
the lime.
They
seem to think that that's not special enough. So now they have LaCroix key lime. And all indications are that people are excited to try it. So they can really keep bumping it out. They have a cola-essenced product.
Cola
so they
essence.
Say it's not soda, it's cola essence.
So that gets on board, you know, people saying you got to stop drinking soda and the high fructose corn syrup in it might not be good for us. This is the solution. You get essence of cola, maybe, or at least a solution to some people.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people have been asking me, is this stuff healthy at the end of the day? And I think probably the healthiest thing you can do is drink plain water from your own tap in most parts of this country. But if your choice is, should I drink a diet soda or should I drink a LaCroix, which has this essence, or another sparkling water? There's no doubt that the sparkling water, you're getting closer to a healthier choice.
You said the essence was the same thing, though, in bug sprays. So I don't know. Is there any cause for concern there? I don't think of bug sprays as being particularly natural or healthy.
No, true. There's a lot of natural ingredients that are very dangerous for you. You know, you can make cyanide in a way that is, quote, natural. It's a true fact that that's natural, but obviously you shouldn't be consuming that. But the key is that with anything that says that it has natural flavors is just to understand that that doesn't mean that it only has one thing in it. The FDA will allow you to put trace amounts of dozens up to, say, around 50 different ingredients in something and just call it natural flavors. So if you really don't want to have anything that has an additive, you're stuck with tap water, really.
And Rob, you did a deep dive on this essence thing. Is there an essence that you would like to see, a flavor in your, if you could wave your magic wand, that you would create?
I mean, I would definitely love Coke to bring back the regular Coke Zero, but that's not the question you asked. No, I mean, look, I think it's exciting. It's fun to try that. They have 21 different flavors now. My favorite is the apricot, and I can tell you I can't stand apricot in real life. Hmm. So there is something to it, because I will drink LaCroix apricot, like it's water.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Rob Copeland, reporter with the Wall Street Journal, joining us to look at the popularity of essences, and LaCroix and other sparkling waters are having a moment right now.